insurance companies control the claims process, that insurance companies have unequal bargaining power, that insurance companies really have, power over the writing of the contract, the policy. Isn't that a shocking revelation? Gosh, I guess the Texas Supreme Court got that about three, four decades ago in Arnold. And in fact, that's really what we're talking about generally is the obligations and duties of an insurance company post-coverage litigation, DJs, lawsuits, breach of contract, not the underlying case. And what's interesting about that is that all turns from a recognition by the Supreme Court, once again, 40 years ago, not this afternoon, that insurance companies do have certain controls over the claims process. I mean, for instance, you know, obviously we are involved usually in the drafting of the policies, the preparation of policies, using policies through ISO. You know, we certainly decide whether claims get paid at the beginning of part of the process, evaluate the claims, investigate. Certainly, very often, get to choose counsel and put people in place. That's why in Arnold, the Supreme Court said that there's a special relationship between the carrier and insurance. That's why, in certain circumstances, there's a duty of good faith and fair dealing. But the whole concept was it's kind of tilted towards the carrier, at least during the claims process. We're now talking about it after it's in litigation. The claims process is still going on in most of these circumstances. So what we're going to be talking about is what duties does the insurance company have when the landscape has changed? Because remember, now the insurance company and the insured are plaintiff and defendant in a lawsuit. It's in a court with a judge. The judge is unbiased.